The Arsonists, a very good play about a very bad situation, has just opened a month-long run at Berkeley's Aurora Theater Company. And the participation of Santa Rosa actor Tim Niffen is just one reason for North Bay theatergoers to take notice. Fueled by playwright Alastair Beaton's smart and snappy adaptation of the absurdist 1962 comedy by Swiss playwright Max Frisch, the Aurora, working with acclaimed director Mark Jackson, have unleashed an outstanding, seriously entertaining comic fable about a small town facing an epidemic of arson and one unexceptional man making all the wrong decisions. The setup is deliciously simple. Someone has been burning down houses. Their MO, according to the newspapers, is to befriend the residents of a large house, wrangle an invitation to spend the night, and then start a blaze in the attic before morning. While the town's firefighters patrol the streets, issuing dire warnings against carelessness and complacency, a wealthy homeowner named Mr. Biederman, played brilliantly by Dan Hyatt, is smugly railing against the stupidity and weakness of all who would unwittingly invite such incognito firebugs into their homes. A slightly unscrupulous businessman, Biederman is smugly convinced of his own middle-class invulnerability. He is decent. He pays his taxes. He occasionally gives to the poor. What reason would anyone have to harm him? Then comes the knock at his door. Actor Michael Ray Wisely plays Mr. Schmitz, a charmingly eccentric, unemployed circus wrestler who drops by asking Biederman for a sandwich and a bed for the night. Whatever it is that Biederman expects an arsonist to look like, Wisely's unmenacing goofball is not it. In fits and starts, Biederman gradually warms to the sad sack newcomer, his basic sense of decency tangled into knots by Schmitz's stories of life as an orphan. Biederman's wife Babette, played by Gwen Loeb, is also suspicious, but even she eventually consents to Schmitz's gleefully guilt-tripping guile. Even after the arrival of the straight-talking, tuxedoed ex-con Eisenring, played with cordial menace by the aforementioned Tim Niffen, the Biedermans remain reluctant to act. When their guests begin to stockpile barrels of gasoline in the attic, along with fuses and detonators, Biederman rejects any action that would make him look judgmental or condescending. Eventually, even when Schmitz and Eisenring admit to being arsonists, Biederman has become so wrapped up in his own self-justifications, he becomes an unwitting accomplice in the disaster that is clearly formulating right in his home. With a tense, superbly escalating sound design built of ambient noise and overlapping melodies, with very real gas barrels dangling over the heads of the audience, The Arsonists is superbly staged, very well acted, and wickedly funny, both playfully challenging and unshakably thought-provoking. The Arsonist cleverly demonstrates the insidious banality of evil, especially the way in which good, well-meaning people often allow danger to exist and grow like a wildfire right under their noses. The Arsonist runs Tuesday through Sunday through May 12th at the Aurora Theater Company, auroratheater.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.